The death toll in Nepal continues to climb after a massive 7.8 earthquake hit the region on Saturday, killing thousands and flattening buildings, including centuries-old World Heritage sites. The full scale of the damage is still unclear as rescue operations are ongoing. Devendra Tok is the media manager for relief operations underway in Nepal by Save the Children. He joins us from Kathmandu. The death toll climbed today to nearly 4,000. How many people are now homeless and sleeping out in the open?
Well, almost everybody in Kathmandu is sleeping out in the open. Even today there was an aftershock, and people are just a bit too scared to go back home and sleep at night. So everyone is sleeping out in the open. And one can only imagine the plight of people up in the hills and mountains where also people have been impacted by the earthquake and the aftershocks. Because not many officials from the government or from the international NGOs or NGOs locally have even reached there. We've heard stories about how some villages up in the mountains have been totally flattened and the entire village has been buried under rubble. So only when the teams actually get there today, tomorrow, and in the coming days will we know the true picture.
What is your organization doing to respond to the disaster?
Well, we have our experts from all over the world coming into Kathmandu to help the Nepalese team that we have here to carry out the relief and rescue work that is required right now. And today we have begun the relief distribution. We distributed two items. One is a baby pack, which includes clothes for young children and also blankets and soap. And also we have distributed tarpaulin sheets. These two items have been distributed in the Kathmandu Valley and in the adjoining Baktawar district. Tomorrow onwards, we will span out to more districts because there are about 12 districts in all where children and their families have been severely impacted by the earthquake and the aftershock.
Devendra Tok, does your organization have enough supplies on hand, and are international aid efforts beginning to reach those in need?
Well, we were able to distribute the baby packs and the tarpaulin sheets because we had pre-positioned stocks in Kathmandu. But given the scale of the devastation from the earthquake and the aftershock, a huge amount of relief material is required. And we are getting more plane loads of material coming in from Wednesday, Thursday, from Dubai and from Philippines, where we are sourcing these items. And so there is a lot of relief material coming in by us and from other NGOs. And of course, the several governments around the world, including yours, which are supporting the relief work that is being done in Nepal.
How are hospitals holding up under the pressure?
Hospitals are overflowing, as you can imagine. There is a severe need for medical aid and medicines. The problem is that many of the staff at the hospitals and other facilities is not turning up to work because they have their own personal issues to look at. And therefore, the overall problem is further augmented. And there is a severe need for medical support, and with many aid workers coming in from today and onwards, we expect that some relief would be coming to the people of Nepal.
What other needs are urgent beyond medical care and housing? What's the situation with food rations?
Well, with many shops closed, food, rations and supplies are also very limited. At the airport itself, people who are taking shelter there are queuing up for evacuation. They have no access to water or food items or other essential items. So it's a major problem. And hopefully, life in Kathmandu will get back to normal in a couple of days. But what we are obviously very concerned about is the state of affairs in the villages and towns, in the mountains, in secluded areas, where not many officials from government or NGOs have even reached till now. Our assessment team has begun to move out to those hilly areas today, and so have many other government officials and NGO workers. But it will take a few more days before we know accurately what is the real situation in those villages.
That's Devendra Tok. He's media manager for the relief operation underway in Nepal by Save the Children. He joined us from Kathmandu. For FSRN, I'm Nell Abram.